7.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
You've got Bradley Dean and Jake McMillan here with the Sons of Liberty. First off, if you'd like to know who we are, please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. And find out who we are, what it is that we do, and if you really want to know, what we look like. On our website, you can also view our mission, our street team pictures, letters from famous people who like us, and of course, a few who don't. Also available are General of God tidbits, as well as a lot of links. And check out our online store for lots of cool stuff. Please also feel free to contact our office for more information on the ministry. Our phone number is 1-866-233-0747. That's 866-233-0747. If you'd like to download this radio program's podcast, they're available at sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to receive our weekly radio updates via email, you'll be informed ahead of time as to who we'll be having on as a special guest and what topics we'll be discussing that week. Please email us at radio@youcanruninternational.com. That's radio@youcanruninternational.com. Once again, if you'd like to get a hold of us, please call 1-866-233-0747. That's 866-233-0747.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. We know you're there. And of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean and Jake McMillan, the guy that we call the other guy. Now, friends, we are the Christians that the atheists love to hate, the conservatives that the liberals are afraid of, the voice of pro-murderers. They call themselves the pro-choicers, wish to silence. We are the patriots that the globalists despise. We are them Americans. We are the Sons of Liberty. Friends, welcome to the show. If you'd like to check us out online, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to be a part of the radio show, it's 1-877-807-9977. Again, 1-877-807-9977. Just got back from California today. Warm weather, 70 degrees, to come back to minus 12 at 11:30 last night. And what's interesting is on Wednesday, we went out and did a couple tea parties in California. I left minus 12, went into California. We landed. It was 70 degrees. Get in a car. Get in the diamond lane, or on the diamond lane in California, because that's the only safe way to travel, I guess. So it's a good thing you have more than one person there. Went all the way to San Diego. Took me 2.5 hours to get there. We got there on time because they were still talking, waiting for me to get there. Did our event about 1.5 hours. Got up the next morning at 6 o'clock in the morning. Went and did a businessman's meeting. Another tea party is what it was. Spent a little time with them guys. Went over and met some friends in California that do radio across the country. Bill Martinez. Shot over to the hotel. Did an interview with an atheist whack job, to say the least. I'll talk to you a little bit about that. Well, friends, this individual, I shared a little bit about it yesterday, but it was the most pathetic attempt at denying the existence of the United States of America. For 5 minutes before I got on the radio, friends, that's all he did was attack my letter. And then once I was on the radio, he didn't give me an opportunity to respond. He kept turning me down and turning me down. See, friends, it's never about the issues. It's just about the revolution. And what you'll understand is when you begin to work with the atheists, the homosexuals, it's interesting, friends, even with the homosexuals, you can't get in contact with the GLBT. There's no building. There's no phone numbers. They just attack. They shout and shoot. That's all they do. That's all they know how to do. And they hope the American people are going to become sheepish enough so you can empower them in the government to become a government of wolves. They love this. And friends, again, I bring up the number, 1.7% of the population that America is running from. Rest assured, friends, that's exactly what it is. If it's even that high, you have 312 million people in this country that are allowing 545 people to destroy your country. That's less than 1.7% of the population, friends. It's the state-run media that's promulgating, proclaiming the lie. It's deception. Friends, when you read the Word of God, we're going to look on that final day during judgment, and we're going to look at the enemy of the nations, the enemy of the souls of men, and we're going to say it's him that deceived the nations. And then all the useful idiots that followed him are going to go to hell where they belong. And that's probably going to be in the majority. And the few that be saved are going to go into heaven because they didn't fall for the lie. But anyways, after I did that interview, I went to the NAMM show. Went and got our badges. I'm endorsed by major companies. And we spent a little time over there saying hi to all of our sponsors in California, endorsers. Had to get back to the hotel right away. Did another interview with a cool dude. Jiggy Jag.
Jiggy Jaguar.
Jiggy Jaguar. So he's on 150 outlets across the country. He interviewed us. Totally opened the doors for me. Gave me two segments. I high-five him, and I appreciate the opportunity. It's great to have friends out there like that, to get the message out there, friends, because you are winning the day. You just don't know it yet. The government knows it. Corruption in government knows it. That's why they're pushing emergency, the state of emergency all the time on the American people. After I got done doing that interview, we walked up and down Anaheim, California to find something to eat because I didn't eat for 2 days, literally. And then we went to get up the next morning after I read the Word of God. And then I spent, of course, time in the Word of God, my spiritual food, first and foremost. Got up the next morning, went back to the NAMM show, talked to some of our sponsors for less than an hour. Got back in the car, drove all the way to Anaheim area again. Costa Mesa. We did our live radio program for an hour there. After I got done doing that, we went out and had lunch. The second time I ate when I was in California. Food's good.
Food is good.
Went back to Costa Mesa, did another interview. I drove all the way to LAX, got in the airplane, got home at 11:30 last night, got up this morning, went grocery shopping, shot back to the radio program here with all this new information. And friends, when we come back, what I'm going to do is I'm going to talk a little bit about, well, rehearse some things in your ears, friends. I'm not going to just inundate you with something and then forget the topic. That's why we're in trouble today. But isn't it interesting, friends, that the state-run media today, the conservatives of the day, they shot out there this protest, this gun protest for Obama, but they said nothing about Fast and Furious. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. We'll be right back, friends. Got much to say.
Hi, this is Michael Anthony Peruca for Institute on the Constitution. As a former presidential candidate for the Constitution Party, I believe it's critically important to the cause of liberty that all Americans be well-versed not only in the words of the Declaration of Independence and the United States Constitution, but in the biblical principles on which they are based. In light of vast government lawlessness, there are many of us who have decided to do all we can to try to reinvigorate the American culture with these critical American principles, and we were hoping that you would like to join us. The Sons of Liberty are sponsoring a 12-week Constitution course beginning Tuesday, February 28th. The location will be the Sons of Liberty headquarters in Annandale, Minnesota. The course will also be available by webinar. Now, the cost is $150 per person and $30 for each additional family member, but the value is priceless. Contact us at 866-233-0747 or go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. I've been invited to present the final class in this series and participate in the graduation, so I will see you there.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Alley C. Why Alley C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Alley C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Alley C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Alley C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Alley C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Alley C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Alley C. For more information and to order Alley C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Alley C today.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty, friends. The number is 1-877-807-9977. Listen to this carefully. This was Frederick Douglass, the black abolitionist. And he said, those who profess to favor freedom and yet depreciate agitation are people who want crops without plowing the ground. They want rain without thunder and lightning. They want the ocean without the roar of its many waters. The struggle may be a moral one, or it may be a physical one, or it may be both. But it must be a struggle. Power concedes nothing without a demand. It never did, and it never will. Friends, what we're seeing today, for those that haven't picked this up yet, the state-run media is confusing this little gun protest rally in support of the wannabe dictator in the White House. Small in number, I'm sure it is. I mean, you remember back in the 90s when they had the Million Mob March. Remember, friends, they couldn't get a million? Matter of fact, they couldn't get 750,000 people to show up. Remember, they couldn't get 500,000 people to show up. Remember, they couldn't get 250,000 people to show up, so they had to shut down, friends. And remember, then we found out the people that were actually setting up the Million Mom March, you know, those anti-gunner moms, we found out that they were actually anchors incognito behind the scenes that worked for the networks. Yep. That were acting as if they were moms that were just sick and tired of all the gun violence.
That's right.
So they started everything from A to Z until they were busted. And then Million Mom March had to be shut down.
It's all about truth.
Oh, it totally is.
It's all about truth.
But see, what's happening today is they're taking the gun rally that support Obama and his legislation, anti-gun legislation. Can you explain that, Jake?
Is that? I'm just trying to figure
that's
out. Okay, we're
unlawful,
in America, right?
Yes.
We're in America.
Yes.
We have a Bill of Rights. Well, first of all, we have a God-given right to protect our lives, defend our lives. The Bible says, thou shalt not murder. Therefore, the positive of that is protect life.
Yes.
Then we have a government system that says, I will protect those God-given rights in the Second Amendment of the Bill of Rights. A well-regulated militia, even including that. So it goes beyond just an individual being able to protect their rights.
Yeah.
And then you have a president that's anti-gun.
Yeah.
Anti-protecting our lives.
Yeah.
Does he love our lives? Does he desire our longevity and our peace in this nation?
Yeah.
Well, it wouldn't appear that he does if he's going after your ability to be able to defend your life.
Right. So you have the President of the United States attacking the Constitution over the last 4 years.
We the people.
And now he's looking out for you, yet it was this man and his administration putting guns into the hands of Mexicans to only blame the American people to get rid of the guns. I'm curious, man, because I was listening for a couple minutes on the way down to the office here, to the studios, friends, and I didn't hear the saltless conservatives talking about Fast and Furious or Benghazi.
Yep.
I didn't hear any of that.
That's right.
And everybody in America knows that it's this administration and Eric Holder, the Attorney General of the Department of Injustice, that put those guns into the hands of those that killed 300 Mexicans, the Mexican beauty queen, only to blame the American people, even going so far as to kill Brian Terry, the Border Patrol agent. I didn't hear that on the saltless conservative radio today.
Nope.
But I did hear them advocating by making it public and known to the American people that there is a protest to help Obama legislate your gun rights away. Friends, this wasn't MSNBC. This wasn't ABC. This wasn't CBS. This is the best that you've got, and you think they're on your side. They're helping things along, friends. Speaking of Benghazi, you have Mrs. It's never about the issues, it's only about the revolution herself getting up in the face of the best that we have in government.
Our bulldogs.
Yes, our bulldogs to question Mrs. Hillary Clinton about Benghazi, and they let her stonewall every single answer.
Yep.
And going so far as to say, well, so what?
What difference does it make?
I think she just told you exactly who's responsible for what's going on. So what? It's what rings in the ears of the American people because the American people are responding the same way. Mm-hmm. So what? See, but friends, you don't realize that you have a Benghazi because you didn't deal with Fast and Furious. Now he's being found out for gun running through Benghazi.
That's right.
Putting guns into the hands of your enemies, friends, Muslim Brotherhood.
And now instead,
do you want to deal with this yet, America? Or do you want to see how far this is going to go? It reminds me of Jeremiah. For how many years he warned the people and warned the people and they warned the people. And yet they didn't listen. Yet, friends, did you read the book of Lamentations? Because God did tell them for 70 years this was coming down the road. You can only kick the can down the street for so long, friends, before you have to pick it up. Wasn't it Jesus that said it's better for you to fall on the rock than the rock to fall on you? Yes, indeed, friends. We're in it. We're in it today. How much longer is this going to go on before the American people say that that is enough? That lawlessness and that rebelliousness towards our Constitution and the laws of God through this administration is enough.
That's right.
Come on. Call it for what it is.
You just brought up 2 points. You brought up Fast and Furious. That was on somebody else's soil, though they started here. Benghazi, that was on somebody else's soil,
but wait
we
a
didn't
second.
Deal with it.
Wait a second, Jake, but what I'm saying to my friends is that he wanted to blame you.
That's right.
Friends, there is so much misinformation going on around Sandy Hook. It's sick. But who is he blaming? I'm just asking you, who is he blaming?
The same people he's trying to pull their guns away from.
That's exactly right.
The same people
he's aiming at
killing through genocide.
The law-abiding gun owners.
That's right.
That's right.
So because it wasn't dealt with on foreign soil, see, this is just a gauging. It's like a marketing company. They do studies.
Yep.
This government is studying you. That pure defiance and cocky arrogance that Hillary Clinton showed when she said, what difference does it make? That's exactly what she means. They did it in Benghazi. Well, the American people don't care about what we did over there. They don't care what we did in Fast and Furious. Therefore, we're just going to do it right on your own soil.
Jake, if people haven't seen the Clinton Chronicles, friends, there's a lot of dead people around that administration.
Yep.
You need to do your homework. So when she said, so what? Mm-hmm. She said, so what? She meant exactly what she said.
Yep.
I've got blood on my hands all over the place already.
Yep.
So it doesn't matter about Benghazi.
What are you going to do about it,
America? But you know what the saltless conservatives are doing, Jake? They're helping Obama all along.
Yeah.
You look at how many people showed up. See, but what they're also doing, friends, this is important for you to understand. They're taking the protest The March for Life, organizers estimated for the pro-life, stop abortion, stop murder, governments, you're violating the laws of our Constitution. Yeah. Organizers estimated the number of marchers between 200 and 500,000 people standing up against this government and saying no more murder of innocent babies. They're on the side of the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. If I was in a black church right now, you know what they'd be doing, Jake? They'd be saying, preach it on, brother.
They'd be gathering at the Capitol saying enough. It stops right here.
Thank you.
And guess what? They are.
They wouldn't be empowering the government to violate the American people again like the saltless conservatives are on a 24/7 basis,
and like
and you listen to it, and you listen to it. How many times I have to do tea parties? And friends, we are in demand all over the country because America knows what I'm telling you is true. You know it's true. People are tired of the compromise. They're tired of the old dinosaurs hanging on the radio. They think it works, what worked back in the 60s and 70s. They're the reason we are where we're at today.
Have you
figured that out, friends? Wow. Let me go back to this March of Dimes really quick. I'm sorry, this Million Mom March. I know I see the March for Permit, for Life Permit, was for 50,000 people. Do the people realize that they're actually taking pictures from the abortion protest, and they're saying that these are the gun protesters.
That's right.
Did you hear what I said, friends?
How clever.
Yes, how clever.
It's all about the truth to them.
Yes, of course.
That's what gives me
the... Do you remember when they did that with
them.
The Million Mom March, Jake?
Yeah.
Remember they took the people that were up in front... It was that's right.
Promise Keepers March. They took the pictures of that.
Yep.
Multiple times. Then they made it out to be the Million Mom March crowd.
Yep.
I've also seen crowds that they've taken. They literally.
It was the Promise Keeper crowd, friends. When 1.1 million people showed up, they took those pictures and they said it was the Million Mom March.
Yep.
They're doing the same thing with the pro-lifers standing up and saying no more. They're saying that those are the anti-gunners, friends. No, they are not.
Way.
But guess what? The saltless conservatives are going to be giving
it
to you. They're
going
to be showing you the pictures, and they're going to go right along with it. And you know the next thing they might be talking about, Jake? The saltless conservatives may even be talking about how Hillary Clinton may be the next president.
Oh, well, why not?
You didn't hear that from the left. You heard that from the right. You have a left, friends, because the right isn't doing the right thing all the time.
And the left loves them for it.
Turn them off. You got sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. We're going to come right back, and we're going to stay this vein.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your Healthy Start Pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM at sonsoflibertyteam.com.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Food storage? Check. Survival tools? Check. Weapons and water filters? Check. But what about a permanent source of cooking power that can run forever without buying fuel or paying for maintenance? Introducing Afterburner Stoves, home of the original patented rocket stove, the Kelly Kettle, and the Solo Stove. Afterburner Stoves has what you need and now offers all GCN listeners our complete preparedness package with the means to cook meals and sanitize water. Whether you dig in or bug out, cook almost any meal with just a handful of sticks. We already have the the lowest online prices guaranteed. But if you enter coupon code GCN at checkout, we'll knock off an additional 15% and send you our amazing 6-hour solar rechargeable light bulb absolutely free. All for only $249. Visit afterburnerstoves.com or call 866-716-5214. 866-716-5214. Afterburnerstoves.com. Cook hot meals with just a handful of sticks.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
You've come to expect winter specials from Herbal Healer Academy, and we're not going to let you down. Battle through cold and flu season with powerful, natural, and safe flu fighters. Antivirals like olive leaf extract capsules and elderberry power. Vitamin D3, 180 caps, only $9. Beta-glucans and an incredible immune system booster. Our own 4-herb tea capsules and Respa 8, all specially priced during the winter sale at herbalhealer.com. Also, exclusive homeopathic detoxes for lungs, kidneys, liver, whole body, and lymph are on sale. Herbal Healer Academy offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and save big now when you hit the winter specials at herbalhealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time since 1988. Celebrating 25 years in service to the natural healthcare industry.
Edmund Burke said, "The only thing necessary for the triumph of evil is for good men to do nothing." I'm Dennis Barrett with AmericanDailyHerald.com. Bradley Dean is proving that just one good man can make a tremendous difference in the lives of others and the life of a nation. Through this work, he is reminding us that freedom is only possible when a moral people live under a constitution that restrains the government from interfering with their natural rights. At American Daily Herald, we're proud to support Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty in this vital work.
That was very cool. Dennis, how much are we paying these people to say nice things about me like that?
Nothing.
I think that's very cool. These are our outlets, friends, that we do columns for, and this is really cool because a lot of these guys I don't know.
Yep. Dennis and Denise are great people. AmericanDailyHerald.com.
I'm going to have to do this in like weekly increments because I don't have enough money to take these guys all out to eat at one time. But I really do appreciate that.
But when we get to their part of town, we do actually connect with them.
I wanted a high five. An article, actually highlight, and I am high-fiving it because it's the truth. It exposes the lie. Friends, William Cullen Bryant was right when he said that the truth crushed to the earth will rise again, and it's on the rise. Read Isaiah 60. Read Jesus Christ in the book, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. I mean, he's the resurrection and the life. He's also the one that said there's nothing covered that shall not be revealed and nothing hid that shall not be made known. The Bible tells us all things are naked and open to the eyes with whom we have to do. He said a sparrow will not fall to the ground without his notice. He knows the very numbers of the hairs on your head. I love that about the Lord in every sense of the word. But what's interesting about it is when you're a child of God, you feel safe in that light. When you're an enemy of God, there's a diabolical fear where you're scared to death of him. I'd be afraid of him, too, if I was at war with the Creator.
Because you ain't going to win.
No, you ain't going to win. Look at history. I was just talking about the Million Mile March, and Heather just handed me this article, which exposes as to what's taking place today. But the media pushed gun control by airing, this was in the 90s, the Million Mile March on Washington, D.C. Donna Deese Thomas, who was the organizer of the march, was portrayed by the media as a mere suburban housewife and a mother who was shocked to action at news reports about a shooting at a daycare center.
I just love my children.
Yes. Yeah. In reality, Deese Thomas is a political veteran, a congressional staffer, and a publicist for CBS News. She is a shrewd and well-connected player with the media elite. And besides all of this, the Million Mom March fell far short of its name, bringing only a percentage, a small percentage. Regardless, the media pushed it as a nationwide demand for more gun laws. And then we had, well, how do I say this, Jake? The nice way. Rosie O'Donnell. Mm-hmm. Your blood money. This is blood money. She gets out there. This is blood money.
We will not tolerate it in our country.
Anybody want to pull the curtain back on old Rosie and say, hey, Rosie, what about that bodyguard of yours that just went out and got a permit to get a gun to protect you and your...
Don't pay attention to the man behind the curtain.
Your Dairy Queen physique.
Yeah, don't.
Let's
don't,
say it that way.
Don't pay attention to the man behind the curtain.
Hey, Rosie. She's also the one that said we need to get rid of guns after Columbine. I'm, you know, blaming, you know, guns for Columbine is like blaming spoons for Rosie O'Donnell being fat.
Cars for
that's the nice way of saying it, friends.
It's you the just, car's fault that there's drunk drivers. I'm telling you.
It totally
stop
is.
Stop building cars.
I just wanted you, my friends, that was our preface. Our discourse today. Did you like that?
We're moving in.
But in saying that, you just needed to understand, friends, that what's going on right now, they are taking visuals of the pro-lifers protesting this corrupt government that is advocating the murder of 3,700 babies a day. 250 to 500,000 people are protesting the government. They're using those pictures and they're saying these are the people that are advocating gun legislation to this criminal in office, when in fact it's not. And of course, the saltless conservatives are going right along with it, friends. Right along with it. Matter of fact, on the way over here, they were talking about Benghazi. This, you know, connects us to what we're talking about dot to dot, right? But they were talking about, so what do you think is going to happen after this? Do you think they're just going to let Benghazi go? This is the saltless conservatives. You know, the 60, 70 year olds that don't really care about the younger generation. Oh, yeah, they're just going to let, they're going to sweep this one under the rug now.
Look what they're going to do.
Yeah, this is the conservatives, friends. It's the best you've got. And I'm telling you what, if that's the best you've got, you only encourage the enemy, friends. You only encourage them. Because they count on these people to act as if they're the ones defending
that's right.
who you are.
Yep. If that's their resistance, you know, it says in the Bible, he will put fear in your enemies. He will cause them to turn their backs unto you.
Amen.
Here's a prime example.
Exodus 23, Deuteronomy 28, Leviticus 26. Amen.
That is our hope.
The book of Psalms. Amen.
And when you feed on that, you don't turn from your enemy. As a matter of fact, Martin Luther King Jr. said this, and I think it's perfectly said, freedom is never voluntarily given by the oppressor.
Yes.
It must be demanded by the oppressed.
Amen. That's what was running through me. Thank you, sir.
Man.
Yes.
I got a comment here just earlier today from Conservative Daily News on your last article, Bradley. It's, as are we asleep as the Germans of the 30s? And it deals with, we need to have justice before the trials.
Yes.
Before a Nuremberg trial. It's a fantastic article. Go to Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook to read it. Daryl Poole said this. He read it on Conservative Daily News. Very well put. Obama has more than exceeded Johnson's. This is President Andrew Johnson that was impeached. Mistake. Yeah. Impeach him! Exclamation point. Is what he said. The simple answer to this conundrum is to put arms in the hands of a well-regulated militia.
That's you, friend. 17 to 45, all males. Go ahead.
Do any of us not know what this means? Question mark. That means law-abiding, capital letters, and loyal citizens, capital letters.
Yes.
If you search really hard, you can find a story nearly every day where someone who was armed prevented a crime.
Yeah, but we don't hear about that.
Hello.
No. You don't hear about that.
Daryl did. We did. And we're telling you
about it. Millions and millions and millions and millions of people are safe today because they are an armed people.
It's the only reason.
And criminals know it.
That's right.
And by the way, that's why criminals are attacking your Second Amendment.
That's right. That's right. And that,
only a criminal would attack the Constitution. Only a criminal. What does a man that's behind bars, what is he constantly looking for, Jake? Mm-hmm. He's looking for an appeal. So what does he have to do? He has to convince the judge and manipulate the law because the lawyers, for the most part today, have taught him how to manipulate. That's why Jesus woed them. That's why Jesus damned the lawyers, friends, because they withheld the keys of knowledge. They pervert the law. They pervert justice. Read the book of Amos. I believe it's in chapter 5, where he said, you've turned justice and judgment into wormwood. In other words, you've made it in a bureaucracy. You can pay for it.
It's all about money.
Yes.
You buy your justice. That is not justice when you have to buy it. Of course it's not. God stands as the justice and the lawgiver. And in our country, we acknowledge that and know it.
Well, his very habitation of his throne is justice and judgment. Clouds and darkness are round about him. Fire goeth before him and burneth up his enemies round about him. He's known, Psalm 9:16, by the judgments that he executes. When we go to the Supreme Court building, justice is the guardian of liberty. Read Isaiah 54, friends. Read Jeremiah 9:24, friends, if you want to understand the very character and essence of who God is.
And that's where we want to abide, is in his character. And you know what? Even the fact that they're using the pictures of those people that do right to promote their agenda, yes, as they do wrong.
They don't have, that should tell you right there.
Yeah.
They don't have the numbers.
Right.
They don't have the support. It's all a myth, friends. Him being reelected is all a myth. Look at the facts. And when you begin to understand that you have the law on your side, he's in trouble again.
He doesn't get out of it.
His administration is in trouble again, friends. You said yesterday on the airplane, Jake, how faithful has God been to this country,
yeah,
to uncover this administration day after day after day after day? We're the American people.
Yep.
Looking for leadership to deal with them. You are the leadership, friends. You are the patriots. You are the Christians. It all depends upon you, not them. Because them are an extension of you.
You know, I was just talking.
Was that proper?
That was. Them are an extension of you. You got it, baby. That's Sons of Liberty lingo happening right now. I was just talking to a woman. She's
an
elderly woman. She has grandkids. And she gets together with a group of elderly people in our country, veterans, blah, blah, blah. There's about 200 of them. They get together every single week. She said, Jake, we have been used by the Republican Party.
Big time.
And she said, you know what? I almost feel, well, and she used the terminology, I feel they're in bed together. I don't like to use it because it's crude. But that's
adultery is what it is before God. Yes.
And that is extremely scriptural.
Yep.
But she said,
James 4:4.
That's where they're at. And she's saying, I am so excited to have you guys come down here because we need to reach the next generation and we need to be hearing from people that aren't brainwashed by the fact that the right or the conservatives, whatever, are on our side, and they're going to bring us through it. No, they're not.
No. They're
they brought us here.
That's exactly right.
We're here.
That's right. By the way, if I can interject into what you just said, Jake,
yeah,
I did, and I've shared with you people in the past, my friends, that I've done homework on the Republican Party, and I'm telling you what,
crime,
the sexual crimes, the pedophilia, the incest, the theft, the bribery, the treason, the infidelity on the right is incredible. And in many cases, friends, it was worse than the left, because the left, they already have a whore's forehead.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the difference is the right's just trying to hide their crimes.
Right.
But when you do your homework on them and you pay attention to the fruit on their tree,
yep,
I'll tell you what, that apple doesn't fall too far before you pick it up and say, wait, this belongs to you, you criminal.
You keep it.
Yep.
We've got our own fruit. I read in Exodus 23 on the plane ride home about the Lord. He said, I will bring you in unto the Amorites, the Hittites, the Perizzites. In other words, into your enemy's land. I'll bring you in there. That's shocking to most people at first because you're like, whoa, we're going to be surrounded. Yes, that's where God said he'd bring.
Remember the airborne? 101st airborne. And the guy gets down and he's in Bastogne and the guy looks at him and says, hey, he's giving him ammunition. And he looks at Captain Winters and he says to him, hey, you're going to be surrounded here in Bastogne. He said, we're paratroopers. We're supposed to be surrounded. We're patriots. We're supposed to be surrounded, friends. We're Christians. Remember, we're sojourners. We're supposed to be surrounded. We're the ones carrying the light. We're the ones carrying the truth. And people will be in love with that truth if they can see the love that you have for God is in you.
That's right. The Bible says, thou shalt not bow down unto their gods. That's the first prerequisite. Be morally upright. And then God says to him, after I bring you in, you shall utterly overthrow them. You don't wait for God to remove Obama out of the White House. You don't wait for him to remove crooked politicians. You shall utterly overthrow them, says God in Exodus 23.
Amen. Now, when we come back, I'm going to actually start. Prevention would have been better than cure and trials. I love this article. Knocked it out of the park. WND front page. Bradley and Jake, Sons of Liberty Radio.com.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. all we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of Liberty. And with a tax-deductible gift of $50 or more, we'll send you a special Sons of Liberty message on DVD. Call 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
My name is Jennifer. You had two gentlemen and a lady that were in Love Park, Illinois, and I told them a story and was hoping they'd pray. I would like those people to know, thank you so much for praying for my little girl. She came out of her coma. They don't know how much brain damage that she has, but she's speaking, and I want to thank them so much for praying.
Become a son or daughter of Liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
In this unpredictable world, disaster can strike anyone. That's why an essential part of any emergency survival plan must be stove in a can. When power goes out and gas lines are down, the portable, safe, easy-to-use stove in a can cooks food up to 4 hours and boils water in as little as 5 minutes. Stove in a can comes with everything you need. The stove, fuel, even waterproof matches, all in a compact, durable, heavy-duty container. Plus, the all-natural, non-explosive, 100% waterproof fuel source can be stored indefinitely. Say goodbye to the hassle and danger of propane, lighter fluid, or gas. Stock up now and protect your family with Stove in a Can, starting out at $29.99. Special bundle offers now available with a 100% satisfaction guarantee or your money back. Order yours today at stoveinacan.com. That's stoveinacan.com.
Who wants to be disease-free, full of energy, and vibrant health? Two reasons you may feel constantly tired and run down could be that your body's acid level is high and your pH level is low. How does acid enter your body? A cup of coffee, a sandwich, tap water, stress, and cell phones. Plus, your own body produces acid on a regular basis. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize the water you drink and raise your pH level. They promote more oxygen in your system, higher energy potential, and many other documented health benefits. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops is the least expensive and the best pH level product you can buy. Order AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. That's 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health with pH Drops from AlkaVision.com.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. Friends, if you'd like to be my friend on Facebook, Bradley Dean, double E, Bradley Dean on my Facebook. If you'd like to be a follower on my Twitter account, again, you're a doer of the word, not a hearer only, deceiving yourselves. Bradley Dean 1, Bradley Dean 1 on my Twitter account. If you'd like to check us out on Facebook, it's Sons of Liberty Radio, Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook, and like it. We're feeding that thing constantly. Yeah.
Matter of fact,
hey, friends, not with just the problem, but with all the also the answer.
And what we're doing about it. As a matter of fact, if you've been following us on Twitter, it's SOLmedia1 is the Twitter handle, at SOLmedia1. Listen, we followed through day by day on the whole events that took place all the way from Wednesday to today, this morning, when we arrived home.
Listen to what Thomas Jefferson, the third president of the United States, said. He said, "We have the greatest opportunity the world has ever seen. As long as we remain honest, which will be as long as we can keep the attention of our people alive, if they once become inattentive to public affairs, you and I and Congress and assemblies, judges and governors would all become wolves."
Stay attentive. Why do they always warn us to keep our eyes open, to be vigilant?
Let me interact a little bit here, Jake, because I'm just kind of hanging on thought, okay? I'm just letting these things drip down. Right into my little itty-bitty heart. William Booth, the founder of the Salvation Army, not what you see today, friends. We stand against what we see today through the Salvation Army, which has become a reproach. But the founders, this is why we are high-fiving the founders, because they were the real deal big time. Listen to what William Booth rightly said. He said, "We are not sent to minister to a congregation and be content if we keep things going. We are sent to make war and to stop short of nothing but the subjugation of the world to the sway of the Lord Jesus Christ." That's pretty contrary to what you're seeing today, isn't it, friends? We don't want to offend anybody. Webster's 1828 definition. Offend means anything contrary to God's moral law. You should be the ones that are offended by sin, friends. Who cares if the world's offended for righteousness' sake? Jesus already promised that they would be offended. But he said, blessed are those that are not offended in me. Whose side are you on? He also said, William Booth, the chief danger that confronts the coming century, he said this over 100 years ago, the chief danger that confronts the coming century will be religion without the Holy Ghost, well, Christianity without Christ, well, forgiveness without repentance, well, salvation without regeneration, well, politics without God, well, heaven without hell. What a prophetic word.
No doubt.
William Booth, founder of the Salvation Army.
And we'll pick up that torch. As a matter of fact, this is a response from one of our listeners, Mark Lewan. He's in Pennsylvania. I've been listening to the podcast of the shows I've missed, and Bradley is such a breath of truthful and fresh air. He really gives hope to me, finally knowing more of my rights and constitutional duties of fighting for our country. Rather than paying attention to how everything's going downhill, paying attention to what the solution is, because the solution has always been the same and always will remain the same. The God of our fathers put their faith, their trust, and their firm reliance upon him to establish what we have right now. That's going to be how we're going to maintain and keep what we have right now. It's going to be the only truth. The young patriots who post Bradley's articles every week, Carly Hill, commented and said, I've got to tell you, I listened to y'all's radio show the other day, and man,
down south,
you guys are just awesome. You are unashamedly speaking the truth, exclamation point. It is so refreshing praying for you guys, and again, so honored to partner with you guys. You can find Bradley's article I just posted on Sons of Liberty Radio on Young Patriots as well. This girl is under 30. She's going to be on our show next week. Under 30, reaching the under 30 crowd and saying, thank you so much for what you're doing. Leadership is what we need, and I'm following the Christ that you're following.
Well, Jake, you're right in line with Carly.
Yep.
Yeah, your generation has been lied to, just like mine has.
That's right.
One of the things that I had brought up at the beginning of the radio show is I did a interview. A request was sent from Washington, I believe. Yeah?
Yeah.
It was in D.C.?
It's in there.
Got a TV radio program and said, hey, I'd like to have Bradley come on the radio program.
Mm-hmm.
I thought, okay.
Actually, it was more like, could we get Bradley Dean to come on show with us, sir?
Well, dude, if I didn't get on his radio program, then he wouldn't think I loved him. And I love him enough to tell him the truth, too. Like it or not.
That is love.
So we got on his radio program. For 5 minutes before I got on the radio program, he sat there and railed on having me as a guest on his radio program by trying to attack my letter, of course, using quotes from our forefathers that were, I think, like the modern-day revisionists.
That's right.
Were responsible for his new content.
Thomas Jefferson said he doesn't like religious oppression. Hey, I don't like
all
it either.
Those cunning foxes, said, Jake.
And they're bad people. That's what Thomas Jefferson said.
Right. So anyways, I'm on the radio show. So I'm listening to him continuously, literally spew out misinformation.
Yeah. Poor guy.
So I said to him, I said, are you going to let me answer some of these accusations that you're bringing up here? So I start to tell him, I said, well, you know, it's interesting that Thomas Jefferson was the president of the United States, and he was also the president of public schools, and the two books that were made mandatory were, you know, Watts Hymnals and the Bible, and, you know, and then we went to the rotunda, and we were talking a little bit about that and how he invoked God and recited the word and brought in judgment because he knew the word of God. And then we talked about, you know, the atheist version of the Jefferson Bible, where they're willing to go ahead and usurp the Constitution of the United States and give power over to Sharia law and to the Chinese and to any other country that doesn't agree with their ideology. And then all of a sudden I took him to Washington, D.C., and then I started to talk about the top of the Washington Monument. And I started to tell him how it says praise be to God on there. And then I told him about Moses and the Ten Commandments and the flags that were flying and the Liberty Bell. And he stops and he says, where are you getting this information from? See, what I didn't know is Carrie was back in Minneapolis recording the radio interview. And she said when you were talking, he would keep turning you down and talking over the top of you. See, they can't stand
they love the truth.
So, friends, when you're dealing with these, you know, shouting shooters, you know, these useful idiots that Vladimir Lenin rightly talked about, man, they don't want the facts. So, in honor of this guy, what I call him a guy? Yeah, he was a man.
The man.
Spineless though he was.
I think he even wrote a book, too.
Willfully stupid. Oh, he was willfully stupid. Yeah. I said to him, too, friends, I said, I could transport you to the sun and you wouldn't see it. Just think about that.
Mm-hmm. That's how they act.
One day, a six-year-old girl was sitting in a classroom and the teacher was going to explain evolution to the children. The teacher asked the little boy, Tommy, do you see the tree outside? Tommy said, yes. Teacher said, Tommy, do you see the grass outside? Tommy said, yes. Teacher said, go outside and look up and see if you can see the sky. Tommy said, okay. He returned a few minutes later and he said, yes, I saw the sky. Teacher said, did you see God? Tommy said, no. The teacher said, that's my point. We can't see God because he isn't there. He doesn't exist. A little girl spoke up and wanted to ask the boy some questions. The teacher agreed and the little girl asked the boy, Tommy, do you see the tree? Yes. Tommy, do you see the grass outside? Yes, because he was getting tired of answering the same questions. The little girl asked, did you see the sky? Tommy said, yes. The little girl said, did you see the teacher? Tommy said, yeah, I seen the teacher. The little girl said, did you see her brain? Tommy said, no. The little girl said, then according to what we were taught today in school, she must not have one.
Tommy.
That little girl had enough common sense to see the creation in everything that she does.
Because there's no
blessed are they that have not seen and yet have believed. John 20:29.
That's not difficult to believe.
You know,
you'll be blessed if you do.
You know, the Bible talks about how we're written epistles for all men to read, brother from another mother. Are. You know, I heard a man one time say, preach the gospel to the world, the good news to the world, law to grace, friends. And he said, if you have to, use words.
Imagine that.
And if you have to, use words. What a different gospel.
Yeah, you don't ever see Jesus saying, you know, you need to make sure you go to church.
You know what's interesting is when we get done talking places, Jake, and all these tea parties across the country, isn't it interesting how people respect those that really practice what they preach?
That's right.
Isn't it amazing?
Both sides.
Whoa, wait a second. I've never seen this before.
Mm-hmm.
I know you haven't. But you got to understand something. I never knew my daddy before, neither. Yeah. And when I was introduced to him, I haven't let go. 17 years later, I haven't let it go. And my fire ain't going out because people don't like it. John Wesley used to set himself aflame, a fire, every morning, friends, in prayer. And the reason he did that is because he said, the world's going to watch me burn. The world's going to watch me burn. It was also that man that said, give me 100 men who fear nothing but sin and desire nothing but God. I care not whether they be clergymen or laymen. They alone will shake the gates of hell and set up the kingdom of heaven upon the earth. We need 100 of you guys because we can do this thing. We're winning the day in Jesus' name. And we are made more than conquerors through him who loved us. Be right back for hour two. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
Is this the year you finally get serious about your family's drinking water? If so, keep listening for a special offer from Big Berkey Water Filters. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated? Berkey Water Filters distinguish themselves from many other filtration systems with the capability to significantly reduce dangerous chlorine, fluoride, arsenic, and disinfection byproducts from municipal water via the Black Berkey and PF line of filters. Then there's affordability. At only 1.7 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify treated and untreated water, even stagnant pond water. Stop and think how much money you could save by simply reducing buying bottled water and using water filtered by your Berkey water filter. No need to be constantly replacing expensive filters with a Berkey. A single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. Choose the best size Berkey for your needs at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And right now, all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Just call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.